This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And then he mentioned O-line and wide receiver, which tells me that there's an offensive lineman they may like, and there's clearly wide receivers that are performing in the preseason that I suspect that they'd like to keep on the practice squad at the very minimum. Gator read off last year's practice squad. I think it was everybody but two. The center, Iguacon or whatever his name is, and Jake Fromm were the only ones that we found that didn't end up playing last year. So the practice squad is
from
important.
The start of the season. Yeah, there were.
Yeah, they had
some
point.
There were even more players that made the active roster that were picked up to put on a practice squad midseason.
Yep.
More of those guys got a chance to play.
Yeah. So anyway, feedback coming in on this and phone calls, whether or not you think it's fairly obvious Hendon Hooker, do you agree with that statement, is going to get cut? 248-539-9797. Campbell's the most transparent coach we've ever had. It's obvious Hooker isn't making this roster. That's from Sauce in Hell. Guys, Brad Holmes has been fantastic in the draft. You're not going to hit on every pick, but is his blind spot the third round? I seem to recall quite a few picks where he tried to get way too cute.
He liked guys and he maneuvered to get them, if that's what you mean by way too cute.
Well, if we look at his third round picks, okay, so his first draft was the Penei Sewell draft, correct? In that draft, he took Aleem McNeil, Ifeatu Melifamu. Both obviously still in the league. Aleem McNeil, pretty damn good player. The next year, he took Kirby Joseph in the third round. Then in one draft, he took Hendon Hooker and Broderick Martin. The next draft, he didn't have a third round pick. And this draft, he took Isaac Tesla. And I don't think a blind spot's the third round. I think one year he had two picks that are questionable.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look at all of his drafts, his first draft, the only player that's not well, Levi Anzarike's hurt, right? Melifon with the third rounder, as you mentioned, and then Jamar Jefferson was a seventh rounder. You know, the next year, James Mitch was a fifth round pick who didn't latch on. James Houston didn't latch on, but did play. Chase Lucas, defensive back, didn't make it. I mean, there are only a couple of in each draft of guys that didn't make it. In the 2024 draft, last year's draft, all those guys are on the roster, with the exception of Rakestro, who's on, you know, injured list.
To answer the question, no, I don't think he has a blind spot in the third round. I think some of his best picks have actually come in the third round. I think Kirby Joseph is a great pick.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is Aleem McNeil a good pick?
Aleem McNeil is a very, very good pick. And people are clearly excited about Tesla.
Yep.
They will only keep two quarterbacks and will use the 53rd spot on the best player other than a quarterback or running back. Yeah, I mean, the one thing about being the 53rd man is that you can get replaced so quickly. It is one of the worst parts about being, hey, I made it, and then somebody else releases a player and they're like, oh, no, I didn't. Or you're the 53rd man and Za'Darius Smith calls on Wednesday and says, you remember that offer you made me? I'll take it now.
Right.
And then a 53rd man gets jettisoned. So that's the cruel part of this whole thing. 248-539-9797. Your phone calls and feedback. Here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Other position battles and things to watch. We'll obviously be paying attention to the wide receivers. Love it. And Jackson Meeks tomorrow. I feel like Meeks is a player that could put him in an uncomfortable position by just showing out again. And they, you said they kept four receivers last year. Dare they keep six this year? J-Mo St. Brown, Tim Patrick, Khalif Raymond, Isaac Tesla, and Jackson Meeks. That's quite a...
And you left Lovett out.
I did.
Yeah, I don't... I mean... because they kept four, I'm thinking they only keep five this year.
Yeah.
I mean, and they'll add the other... I mean, because you're already... it's... Yeah, I think five.
I mean, going from four to six... Cuts. Four to six is quite a change. What about on the defensive line? Has Keith Cooper solidified a spot? I think, I was listening to the Lions review, and they were talking about how Keith Cooper, they just keep throwing more on his plate, and he keeps making plays for them. And an undrafted free agent out of Houston.
Keith Cooper, boy, Nate Lynn's another one that will likely make the roster.
Yep.
I mean, these are spots they want.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive lineman and offensive lineman and defensive backs, I feel that those are the three areas they really want to have the depth.
Hallett, Kennelly in the secondary. He spoke glowingly of Hallett earlier in camp. Kennelly's turned a lot of heads.
Yeah, tomorrow's game is going to be very, very spirited and competitive from a Lions standpoint. And I would expect the same thing. Well, we only follow the Lions. You know, we're not glued to everything that's going on with Houston's camp, but it's going to be the same thing. This is the last opportunity to audition for a roster spot. These guys want the roster spot. You want to be in the show, man.
Yep.
And sadly, some guys aren't going to make it. You can't keep 70.
All right. I want to tell the people about something we're doing on Twitter today that I love to do. We call it the template, where we have you fill out a template, and we have five questions. One of them we used on the air yesterday, but I'm intrigued to see how people respond to this. So hopefully you follow us on Twitter at DougAndGator971. Here's what you have to do. You just give us a name, and if you want, if you have space, give us a reason why. The biggest threat in the division is the Minnesota, Chicago, Green Bay. The breakout star in 2025 is the cut candidate I hope makes the 53 is the most important rookie is, and the biggest concern for this team is. Five template questions. You can fill out on Twitter, and we read a bunch of these on the air. And let me get to some of the responses that have
okay.
come. From Greg, the biggest threat in the division is the Vikings. I'm buying the JJ hype. The breakout star in 2025 is Terrion Arnold. The cut candidate I hope makes the 53-man roster is Grant Stewart. And then he writes, not familiar with who's on the cut line. The most important rookie is Tate Ratledge. And the biggest concern for this team is replacing two starters on the O-line, especially Ragnow. That's from Greg. From Dante, the biggest threat in the division is, he writes, the injuries. The breakout star in 2025 is J-Mo, who's already approaching star status. I mean, if he takes a huge step forward, he could be one of the top receivers in the NFL. And they already got one of those. The cut candidate I hope makes the 53 is Sailors, the running back.
Mm.
The most important rookie is Tyreek Williams, and the biggest concern for this team is injuries. From Notorious Detroit, the biggest threat is Green Bay. Can Love figure it out with a young, banged-up wide receiving core? The breakout star is Terrion Arnold. He's going to put it all together and show out. The cut candidate I hope makes the 53 is Zach Cunningham. I think he's safe due to some injuries and how well he's played. Solid veteran backup. The most important rookie is Tate Ratledge. And the biggest concern for this team is injuries. Chris writes in, biggest threat in the division is the Vikings, but all the NFC North are serious threats. The best division alongside the NFC East. The breakout star in 2025 is J-Mo, way more of a deep threat, takes another step towards stardom. Cut candidate I hope makes it is Tim Patrick. Good, solid, all-around vet. Most important rookie is Tate Ratledge. Keep the strength, and biggest concern for this team is staying healthy on D. Chance to be top five. Go fill it out. Chance will read it on the air. It's the Carson Anderson Lions template. All right, news on Malik Beasley comes down today. And according to his attorney, he's no longer under investigation. So what should the Pistons do? We will get to that today next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. So, golfers, let Twin Peaks be your 19th hole. If you're out hitting the links this weekend or you're taking in the championships in Plymouth, cool off after your round at your local Twin Peaks. Why go to Twin Peaks? That's easy. For starters, nothing cools you off better than their 29-degree draft beer or cider. They pour your favorite draft at a bone-chilling 29 degrees into a mug that's been freezing for a minimum of 6 hours. There isn't a golf course in the state that can offer that up. Now pair that with food from a scratch kitchen, and you'll never want to stay on the course for the old hot dog again. They got the hand-smashed and seared burgers, house-smoked brisket and ribs, hand-breaded chicken tenders and boneless wings, light and fresh salads, and house-made dressings. They've got it all to help you recoup after a long day on the course. And if you're still looking for a place to hold your fantasy football draft party, there are spots available. Special perks for league commissioners and members, draft kits available, restrooms available. Call to make your reservations today. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, open lines, 248-539-9797. So Scott Anderson, the ruling came down on a ruling, I guess, just report today that Malik Beasley is no longer a target of the federal gambling investigation that broke right before free agency. And certainly affected Malik Beasley when it comes to his signability. ESPN has cited sources, and I think that, I mean, this is news that was out there, but just for people who don't know, that the Pistons were going to complete a, we're going to offer him a 3-year, $42 million contract to bring him back. And that got pulled because of this investigation. Other teams also who had interest in Malik Beasley paused those conversations. What might be new is this. Several teams have maintained contact with Beasley's representatives during the last few weeks about his status. So there's a couple things here to follow up regarding Malik Beasley. Is Keith Smith from Hoops Hype reported the following, or Hoops Hype had this from a reporter named Keith Smith, because the NBA has all these interesting contract categories and loopholes. The Pistons still hold, according to Keith Smith, Pistons still hold Malik Beasley's non-bird rights as an unrestricted free agent. So the bird rights are ones that you can essentially go over the cap to re-sign your own free agents. But the Pistons own his non-bird rights. And Detroit can offer Beasley a contract starting at $7.2 million. Detroit is just over $21 million under the luxury tax with one open standard roster spot. As an unrestricted free agent, Beasley can sign with any team. Bobby Marks of ESPN has now reported that the free agent market has significantly dried up since late June, and then says, you know, Detroit does have the non-bird rights and can sign him for $7.2 million. The Pistons have also signed Caris LeVert, Duncan Robinson, Javonte Green to replace Beasley and Tim Hardaway Jr., and they got Jaden Ivey coming back. So the question is, would you sign Malik Beasley if you are the Pistons? Should they sign Malik Beasley? They can do it. It can be done. Would you do it? And look, one of the variables here is something that I'm a little uncomfortable talking about, and that is it appears in his private life he has had some issues with finances. And I know that it gets reported out there. To me, that's his life and his private stuff. And I don't love that it's out there in the public forum, but at the end of the day, it is a factor when you're a team looking to sign a player. Does any of that stuff creep into your locker room, affect performance, anything like that? Is it? And if they were ready to sign him to a contract that tells me, well, some of these ongoing issues were in the backdrop with Malik Beasley, if they were going to sign him to a contract, it doesn't sound like it was an issue when he was a Piston. So anyway, did they go out and sign some guys to play his spot, to play that role? Yeah. But can you have too many shooters in the NBA? And, you know, I mean, at this point, you get a little bit of a bargain on Malik Beasley. I personally think you bring him back. And I'm not worried about the rest of that stuff. You?
It's a no-brainer. I bring him back. He was, before we heard any of this stuff, of the investigation, it was a no-brainer. He needs to be brought back. He was a dead-eye shooter last year, 41, almost 42% shooting from three-point. He's a heater off the bench. You need that guy. And I recognize they went out and got some other guys kind of like that. Okay, that's great. Like you said, can't have enough shooters. They have a roster spot open. Here you go. This is the guy that gets the roster spot. And he's the first guy off the bench, as far as I'm concerned. Give him a contract. Do you get a discount? You might, but I don't know if you want to play that game either, because you'll lose him to some team that's probably willing to pay him the money. I don't think Tom Gores is afraid of spending money. I think that's pretty safe to say. The way that he has operated as owner of the Pistons, he is not afraid to spend money. Don't have to worry about luxury tax or anything. He'll pay it. I mean, he paid, what, $70 million, whatever it was, to get rid of a coach. Doesn't care. I mean, I'm sure he cares a little bit, but as far as his team, he wants his team to win, taking the right steps to do so. They took such a giant leap last year as a team. We're excited about this upcoming season. You know, a healthy Jaden Ivey, this other supporting cast of characters coming in. You've got a superstar in the making and almost a superstar already in Cade Cunningham. Maybe he is a superstar. I'd like where this team's at, and Malik Beasley completes this team.
248-539-9797. Now, this is according to his attorney. And I feel like my guess is that the Pistons probably know more. And by more, I mean, when this story gets out, if it's indeed true that he has been cleared of any wrongdoing, which, by the way, I'm happy for Malik.
Yeah.
Like, that could be, and it's kind of brutal timing, especially if he didn't even wade into any dangerous waters when it comes to gambling. It's brutal timing, and I wonder if he has a bit of a case. Say, hey, how did this happen right before free agency? Because this affected my contract. That would suck. That would absolutely suck. But, you know, I'm cognizant of the fact that this is his attorney saying this. So we await confirmation from the league. My guess is if it is true, the Pistons know that it's true. They can go to the league and say, is he cleared of any wrongdoing here? And then they got to decide, are we good with adding him to this locker room, the changes we made? And they can weigh whether or not any of that personal stuff is an issue. But I would tend to think it wasn't an issue because it was going on in the background last year and they wanted to bring him back. So I say bring him back.
Yeah, I guess I'm the opposite of you guys. I don't bring him back. I think the ship has sailed. And for me, it's about the culture. And I know, Doug, you just mentioned the culture seemed fine last year. Obviously, they were playing well. They made it to the playoffs, almost upset the Knicks in the first round. But he is supposed to be the veteran of this group. And this is a very young group, a very young core, right? Mm-hmm. And I just don't think his off-the-court decisions are what I want around my young guys. And he's just, I kind of try to give him the benefit of doubt earlier in his career because this is not just this past season. It's kind of been through his entire career. He's made these off-the-court decisions that aren't the smartest and most mature moves. And then even if he's cleared of this FBI investigation with the gambling, there's the whole, you know, the report about him not paying his rent and owing barbers and all this stuff. It's just decisions that I don't think are good for my culture of my young team. And they have went on and signed other guys, whether how you feel about Duncan Robinson or not. That's a guy that's supposed to take, you know, some of that 3-point shooting, you know, that they lost from Beasley. Caris LeVert, another player they got. I think they've moved on. He'd come back. If he did come back, I imagine it would be at a discounted rate. But to me, it's not worth it at this point. I think they're in the infancy stages of just building something really good here. And I don't want a personality like that messing up. And I say that because he didn't mess it up on the court last year. We saw that, right? But yeah. I just can't get over the off-the-court stuff that he's done. And
I hear you. And that is concern. And it's a very legitimate concern to bring up. And I guess I trust that, you know, that Trajan Langdon and crew there understand all of that and they know way more about that than we'll ever know. Maybe there are circumstances that just aren't brought to light that we'd go, oh, yeah, okay, I got it. Understand what happened there. But that is legitimate concern. We're in a weird place where I actually trust the GMs of our teams for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, some have a little bit more proving to do, but you know, with Brad Holmes, we've gotten there. Scott Harris is earning our trust back and earning the trust period. It's only been a year that Trajan Langdon's been on the job, but boy, what a year it was. You know, and Eisman's got some more proving to do with making the right moves to get this team back where it needs to be. But am I wrong for trusting Langdon? If they don't make the move, it's fine. Right now, you're asking me, do I want to bring a guy back who shot so well for this team last year and was a big piece? Yeah, I want to bring him back. But King's point is valid.
Do you think Malik Beasley can sue the league? Because if there is no merit to this, and I you know, it's one thing to say he's no longer under investigation. It's another, that doesn't mean he's completely innocent. And this is just his attorney. So we're waiting for more confirmation on this story. I kind of feel like you'd have a case like dude, a
defamation of character type thing.
You guys annihilated my marketability.
Yeah.
And, you know, or is it just a case of incredibly unfortunate timing and bad luck for Malik? I don't know. And Kang, I get it, man. I get the concerns. I like the idea that you want to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. And on top of that, people make mistakes. Now, this mistake, like that, what it was accused of is one you cannot make. That is more than a mistake. That's a career ender. That's a ban from leaguer. You can't. And everybody should know that. But if he didn't even wade into that territory, I'd be like, dude, I might have a case against the league or the media or whomever.
Sure.
248-539-9797. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Is there any hesitation to go sign Malik Beasley? And we threw it out there as a part of a Twitter poll at DenGator971. Detroit should sign him or don't re-sign him. Interesting results. We will get to where the voting stands right now. And remember, if you comment on that poll underneath, there is a chance we will read it on the air. So at DenGator971 on Twitter, go vote and give us your 2 cents. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Weighing all the variables, would you bring Malik Beasley back now that there's a report out there that the Piston is no longer under investigation? We're going to assume for the purposes of this conversation that it is accurate that he is no longer involved in the investigation. The source that is cited on this story is his attorney, his attorneys rather, quoted in the ESPN story. And, you know, one of his attorneys in the story says, months after this investigation commenced, Malik remains uncharged and is not the target of this investigation. An allegation with no charge, indictment, or conviction should never have the catastrophic consequences this has caused Malik. This has literally been the opposite of the presumption of innocence. And yeah, I mean, I do wonder if indeed the attorneys are correct. And there is no longer a probe into Malik Beasley, and he's been cleared of charges. Although this This just says he's no longer the target of the investigation. I'm to assume that means he has been vindicated here and is not under any investigation any longer because he's innocent. But once the league comes out and says something, I think the league needs to be really careful because Malik Beasley's camp and attorneys might have a case against the league. But
wouldn't the case be more against the FBI? The league didn't do anything, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Or the government or whoever. You know, the league's not the one who investigated him.
It's valid, yeah.
I mean, it's unfortunate because if he is completely innocent of anything, yes, it did cost him. And this happens to people and other athletes as well. I hope he's still... I wonder what link did he have to make him even part of the investigation to start with?
This is, again, according to the story on ESPN, at least one prominent U.S. sports book detected unusually heavy betting interest on Beasley statistics beginning around January of 2024. A gambling industry source told ESPN's David Purdom. A gambling industry source pointed to a game between the Bucks and the Portland Trailblazers, and Malik at the time played for the Bucks. On January 31st of 2024, the odds on Beasley recording fewer than 2.5 rebounds moved significantly at sportsbooks before the game, shortening from around plus 120 to minus 250 due to a surge of action on the under. Beasley finished with 6 rebounds, and the bets were deemed unusual lost. I don't know what unusual lost means, but plus 120 if this was a caper, it didn't work because of Malik Beasley. If all the money came in on him not getting rebounds and then he got 6, I mean, that feels like that would be his defense, right?
Yeah, you would.
Everybody
think.
Bet the under and I went over. People bet the under when they get word that the fix is in. Malik Beasley's not getting 3 rebounds tonight. All this money gets bet and line moves, and so much so the game gets flagged, and I think that's a pretty decent defense.
And once you get into the whole betting aspect, it's interesting to see how deep of a dive they do on that. And I'm sure it's the deepest of all because they have to maintain the integrity of the game. But because the bets went the other way, I'm curious to see what the volume of bets was on the other side of it, of going with the over. And not necessarily the money, like, oh, these guys put $50,000 on the over. No, but were there normally there's 100 people that bet the over, and this time there were 300 people that bet the over, but they bet it modestly.
I don't know. The two attorneys said they told ESPN that they had extensive conversations and meetings with the Eastern District of New York and received determination on Beasley not being considered the target after allegations regarding gambling on the NBA games and prop bets during the 23-24 season. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. No brainer. The Pistons should sign Beasley despite who they already have signed, thinking he probably won't be around. Robinson is not as good as Beasley was last year. Either way, you can't have enough 3-point shooting. It is a good problem to have. Next text. I would 100% ring Malik Beasley back if he's 100% cleared. Yes, the fit with Duncan Robinson and Caris LeVert could be a little wonky, but you can never have enough shooting, and he's one of the very best in basketball. Next text. Good morning, guys. This is Mike B. from Detroit. It's a no-brainer. If I was the Pistons, I would re-sign Beasley in a heartbeat. Next text from an unnamed texter. It was a ridiculous investigation. They had nothing on him. Now they put a stain on him, and they're going to ruin his career. He was going to get $42 million from the Pistons. Now he'd be lucky to get half that. Next text, don't bring him back. Where there's smoke, there will very well could be a fire. Just because we have tiptoed by this allegation doesn't mean there won't be more. It doesn't. I mean, if you decide that you want, okay, let's consider offering Beasley another contract. If you decide as an organization that you want to do that, I wouldn't just take this report from ESPN and go, this is Bible. All right. Good. I mean, you would have to do a lot of investigating, right?
Yeah, and look, they know the guy.
Yep.
Spend a year with the guy. They'll have the best opinion they can have. That's, again, why from a fan standpoint, I think, to me, it's a no-brainer you bring him back. But from a team standpoint, they know everything they need to know. You know, what his issues are. his finances, all that stuff, what was going on, where his head's at, you know, what kind of teammate he is. All this stuff is important.
Okay, so we said we got the Twitter poll whether or not they should sign him or not sign him. Detroit said sign him, 87.8% of the vote. Don't sign him, 12.2.
Have you been monitoring that over the last hour by chance?
It was pretty heavy in favor of signing him before the show, yeah.
I was just wondering if it was a higher number before and has it come down a little bit?
It was close to 90%. When we first put the poll up, it immediately spiked to 90%, say bring him back. Now it's 87.8. Why do you think it would move?
Because we've been talking about it, and Kang brought up some pretty good points.
Yeah. Saga writes in, yes, but it would have to be at a discount. The locker room knows him. The coaching staff knows him. The town knows him, for better or worse. Whatever gets us closer to the trophy. I mean, look, there's you got to do your due diligence, but I think you find a way to make it work. The guys that you signed, you know, were there any promises made to those guys and the agents, and or is the money spoken for in another way? Like, is there still another move to come? Like, because you can still use some money underneath the luxury tax to impact your team maybe at the trade deadline and make a really big move. It's not like the only path to an NBA championship is through Malik Beasley. I mean, I think you strongly consider correct. It. But I can guarantee that any cash that they have set aside that's still maybe war-chested for a trade deadline move, they probably have some thoughts on what they wanted to do with it.
Well,
it might be better than Malik Beasley.
He's not a 3-and-D stretch forward, right? So, I mean, that's the player they're looking for.
248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, 97, won a ticket. Malik Beasley, according to his attorneys, has been cleared, investigated and cleared of any wrongdoing with the NBA. You can go vote and comment on our Twitter page, where many people have. More comments coming in here. What happened to the rest of the story about him being evicted and sued? That's from Ted. So here's the thing about, again, personal stuff. I don't love that that's out there in the public forum. We haven't spent a whole lot of time talking about it. I don't even know if we brought it up. I did see it. We brought up the gambling charge because that's incredibly serious and clearly impacted the Pistons' plans when it comes to free agency. Your personal life is your personal life, and it sucks that, I don't know, that's fair game. I mean, I guess when you're a public figure, it gets out there. But at the end of the day, all that was going on in the background last year, Ted, and it didn't seem to impact his play or the locker room. Nubs Get Dub says it's a shooter's league, bring the man back. Boomer says, citing his attorney, attorneys never lie. DB says, I mean, this is a no-brainer. Big bring back the shimmy with a gif of Malik Beasley doing his little shimmy shake. 248-539-9797. Speaking of betting, an interesting bet that was put out there by our friends on betonline.ag. I wonder if you would take said bet, Gator. We'll get to that today at 11:50. Talk some Tigers next hour. How about this series this weekend with the Kansas City Royals? We'll get into that. We also have to get into Would You Buy? Gator, you said you put in your money?
Yes.
For the station buy of Powerball tickets. Is it Powerball or Mega Millions?
Powerball.
Is it Powerball? $700 million.
That's right.
How many of you are in this group? Do you know by chance?
I think there were like 30, but I don't know for today if it'll increase or if it'll decrease. I don't know.
So it's 30, 700 million, roughly 300 million would be one. So you'd pocket 10 million. 300 million would be the takeaway ish.
No, it'd be less than that. Because it's unbelievable how much they hack it up. If you take the one-time payout, the lump sum payout comes out, and then you take taxes out of that.
Yeah.
So the lump sum payout is probably close to $320 million, something like that, and then you tax that. So you're looking at $250 million, maybe $200 million, somewhere in there.
So you get less than $10
million. Yeah.
Yeah. Is this why you buy tickets on the side?
Yeah.
You do. Carson Anderson, open lines, 97, won the ticket. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. You want to keep talking Lions, guys on the bubble yesterday? Fill out that template we tweeted out. And Gator, maybe you and I could talk about it, talk our way through it. We'll do that next hour a little bit. Some of our answers, what they would be. In the meantime, there is a story out there citing Malik Beasley's agent saying that he's no longer a target of a federal gambling investigation. He has spoken to the Southern District of New York, and they are saying, yeah, he's not not a target of an investigation, which really, I mean, whatever's going on with Beasley's personal life is one thing, but it would really suck to be on the brink of a three-year, $42 million contract, which ESPN reported. Then the story breaks right before free agency, and now he's still an unrestricted free agent, but a lot of free agent money is spoken for. Teams can go over the cap. There's a luxury tax that gets applied to when you do go over the tax. The Pistons own his non-Bird rights as an unrestricted free agent, and they can offer him a contract starting at $7.2 million, and the Pistons are $21 million under luxury tax. The only thing, and have an open roster spot. The only thing that I would argue against Malik Beasley is if this money underneath the luxury tax is war-chested for another move at the trade deadline or before the season starts, it might be something that complements a roster better than Malik Beasley, because they did go out and get shooters, and that might not be as good as Beasley, but there'd be a redundancy perhaps with bringing Beasley back when you could improve another facet of the team if you use this money in some other way. But I don't know what that plan B is. But they said, there even is a plan B.
What does it say? They're $20 million below?
$21 million below the luxury tax.
So if you carry that through the trade deadline, all of a sudden, and you want to take a run at an expiring contract from a good player on a bad team, you can do that. You can absorb it.
Yeah.
Because it'll be prorated at that point. So it'll be a fraction of the cost of what it normally would be, and again, it's expiring. So, yeah, I don't mind hanging on to that flexibility either.
There are expiring contracts for players like Zach LaVine, James Harden, Chris Middleton, Kristaps Porzingis. So,
well, those are some players.
Yeah, and so you could assume one of those contracts with this and not go over the luxury tax. So at the deadline, you still have to, those team players would have to be made available, and you'd have to work out the terms of a trade. But keep that in mind. That's one of the downsides of if they go after Malik Beasley, it might have it affect your other plans. It could make you a better team. But anyway, all right, Gator, I saw this. It's from our friends at betonline.ag, and I thought it was really weird.
Okay.
But they're offering up a bet here. Will any of the following teams win their division this season? Okay. I want you to bring up the NFL standings from last year. These are not all last place teams. They've just put a bucket of eight teams together, and you can bet yes or no. Yes is plus 140. No is minus 180. Will any of these teams win their division this season? Do you got last year's standings in front of you?
I do.
All right. There's one from each division. The Jets, the Browns, the Colts, the Raiders, the Giants, the Bears, the Panthers, and the Cardinals.
All right. Say the NFC again.
Giants, Bears, Panthers, Cardinals. Will any of those teams, Jets, Browns, Colts, Raiders, Giants, Bears, Panthers, Cardinals, will any other teams win their division? Yes, plus 140, meaning if you bet $100, you get 140 back. No, minus 180, which means you have to bet 180 to get 100 back.
It's only plus 140? That's it?
You think it should be more?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're talking
about eight teams, Scott.
I get it, but you know, the Jets in a division that's got Buffalo. Good luck there.
Yeah.
You said the Browns?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Baltimore's in that division.
Yeah, well, so is everybody else in that division, and you're Cleveland. You don't know. I mean, Joe Flacco's your guy. You said the Colts?
Colts.
With Daniel Jones?
Yep.
And Houston's in that division.
Well, where did the Colts finish last year?
Colts finished 8-9 last year.
And who won that division?
Houston.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's tough. That's tough to see Daniel Jones winning that division. Keep going.
The Giants. won three games last year.
Yep.
You got to beat the Eagles, the Cowboys, and the Commanders. Uh-huh. The Bears, we know about our division here.
Yep.
Carolina is interesting because I don't love that division.
That division's among.
But, I mean, Tampa has – Baker Mayfield's resurrected his career. Tampa is maybe the new hotness there, even though I don't think they're a Super Bowl contending team. Carolina could take a step forward.
Mm-hmm. Cardinals, you missed the Raiders out of the AFC.
Yeah, I didn't miss them. no, I literally did, but it's okay. You got Kansas City, and that's enough. The Cardinals are interesting too because I don't know what San Francisco is going to be this year. I don't know if I believe them or not. They had a bad year last year, quarterback issues last year, injury issues all over the place. Seattle, I mean, they're changing up. They're going with Sam Darnold at quarterback, right?
Yep.
And I don't like that. And the Rams are banking everything on the back of Matthew Stafford, literally on his back.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's wise. Arizona could be interesting. If I were to bet any team out of it, it might be Arizona that does it.
Yeah.
But I still can't believe it's only plus 140.
It's funny. I think one of these teams, like every year there's some team that finishes last, wins the division. I don't know.
Which I'm sure is why this number is where it's at.
I think all of these teams, I make up the teams that have had the longest drought between winning the division. So, I'm guessing that's why they put these teams in a bucket together. I would take the yes. I would bet the yes. You don't like the odds. You think they should be longer odds.
That's right.
You think it should be more of a payoff.
Yep.
So does that mean you'd bet the no, or you just wouldn't bet at all?
I wouldn't bet it.
Yeah. Kang, what do you think of this bet?
I'm in, man. I'm in. I love it. Maybe I'm a sucker, but it's the NFL. And their parity, and the league loves the fact that every team, every fan base feels like they have a chance. I was just talking to Kenny, talking myself into each team and how they could win the division because that's what you do as a fan. And your voice gets a little more higher pitched, but it doesn't matter because you're like, maybe Bryce Young is good again. You know,
right.
He was the number one pick. Yeah. Maybe Ben Johnson. You know, and yeah. I can go down and down. Maybe Geno Smith. I don't know. You know, but that's why I would take the bet because it doesn't seem likely that one of these teams will win the division. But it is definitely not out of the question. I mean, this happens every year. Did you think the Vikings were going to win 14 games last year?
Nope.
You know, stuff like that happens. But so
they didn't win the division.
They didn't win the division.
No, but you know what? Maybe it's just for fun, but I think the odds are just good enough. Eight teams.
All right.
Doug, you're in. I'm in.
I think I'd be in on this one. And I'm not going to do it, but if I were to do it, I would bet that yes.
Do it.
See, I don't like, you know what? I don't like futures bets a ton. I mean, put a dollar down on Goff to win the NFL MVP because it's $35 and I think he's got a shot. But I don't, the futures bets to me is like, here, hold my money for 4 months.
That's exactly what it feels like. That's why I don't do it because I want instant gratification. I don't like to wait like that.
Yep.
Yeah, but this way you kind of draw it out longer. Right.
Well, here's one thing you have.
Yes.
You certainly then give yourself rooting interest in every single division.
Yeah.
You have a team in every division you can root for.
And against. And now I'm anti-Seahawks. You know, right? I'm anti-Bengals. You know, you just pick a team. You're rooting against the teams, the division, you know, they're in as well.
Yeah. No, I get it. But 248-539-9797. All right, let's talk some Tigers. Weekend series at home with Kansas City. Can they wipe out another sucker's dreams by taking out the Royals, who are 10 games back, and put them so far in the rearview mirror that they have no hope? That's what it's about. Erasing hope from posers. And they've done it. They did it with Houston when it comes to that number two seed. I mean, I guess Houston, it could still get hot. Houston's playing terrible right now, and they'll probably turn it around sometime soon. But Tigers with an interesting weekend ahead, and they do have six games against the Royals over the next 10 days. So, and there are some questions and a rumor of a player that might get called up. Is it a rumor or is it actually happened?
It was reported by Evan Petzold.
Yeah.
But he was citing a source that had to remain anonymous.
Okay.
So.
And that player is Drew Sommers, a left-handed pitcher. that he might get the call up and might be able to help this team out of the bullpen. So we'll get into some Tiger stuff today at 12:05. Another edition of Would You Buy for Gator? An interesting rule put in place in a league. How does it impact us? All that coming up in the noon hour here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.